the machine actually is, this is a German-built Klopp 1000H. We're going to plug it in and see what 4 years of storage has done to it. Sounds like it needs some oil. I can hear the pump cavitating. So we'll put some oil in and then we'll cycle it again and see how it's going. So we've got two speeds. We've got a low and a high. The reverse cycle is the same on both of them. It is the feed cycle of the ram being pushed out that is slowed down by about half on the low range. The other way to control the speed is there is a wheel here that will increase the feed rate of the ram in both gears to achieve the correct surface speed for whatever you're trying to cut. So if you're roughing, finishing, you can dial it in using this other wheel here. These two things that I adjust on the machine, they are what controls the length of stroke, when it starts, when it stops. These are essentially a limit switch. The shortest stroke you can set this machine to run is 3 inches. That's it with the two limit switches closed all the way up. The longest stroke the machine can run is a fraction under 41 inches. You can put a 40-inch job in there, providing the tool clears it on its way back. Right, so the machine also has a rapid feature to advance the table left or right, and it's quite simple to use. You just put it in gear as if you were going to be cutting something, and you push this button. With the tool post in this machine, it does have a standard clapper box, as all shapers tend to have. It also has the clapper box lifter, so the tool lifter on its return cycle, so it doesn't drag the tool across the job. We are missing the cable for that. So that will be something we will have to endeavour in making. There are two ways to advance the feed on the machine. One is manually and one is automatically driven. You can manually wind the tool post up and down. Or we do have an automatic feed on this side of the machine. Every time it cycles back, it'll wind the tool post down to take a facing cut on a vertical face. There are also two ways to change the degree of the head. So you can undo these two bolts here. And you can turn the head left or right. You've also got the bolts on the back of the head there. You can tilt the head 45 degrees either way. This is the original vise off the machine. It can hold a full 24 inches. So the way the vise works, it always pulls the job to the center of the vise. That's for better support, heavier cutting, stuff like that. The drive on the machine, it is hydraulic, but the hydraulics are driven by an electric motor. The electric motor that drives the main machine is actually a 10 horse motor, and the motor that drives the feed for the table left and right is a 3 horse motor. And they're all original. Nothing's been changed yet to anything of a later date. Those are all the features that the machine has standard out of the factory. There is one more thing, and that is a leg on the front of the table to support the table under heavy cutting, which it can be adjusted down once you've set everything and it'll move side to side with the bed. This machine in its current configuration is 99% original. There is one thing the machine is missing, and that is the cable for the clapper box. And now we've gone through all the features of the machine and its history, we're going to set up a piece of material on the table and we're going to take some test cuts. First thing we're going to do is go for about a 16 mil depth of cut, or 5/8 of an inch, and we're going to go with a 10 thou step over. So because we're going to be taking such a deep depth of cut, I'm going to put it in low range and I'm going to work to within 45 to 50 feet per minute of stroke. Righto, so that went really, really well. Everything seems to work just fine. So we're going to increase the depth of cut, and then if it handles that, we'll increase the step over, because I haven't got much more height on my tool than about an inch. So we'll see how it goes. what we're going to do now is we're going to decrease the depth of cut and start playing with the feed rates of the step over and also the feed rates of the ram to see what sort of material you could remove in a big hurry. Thousand step over from there to there, 30,000 step over from there to there, and 10,000 step over from there to there. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to leave it at the 8mm depth of cut now that I've worked up to that shoulder. I am going to reduce the feed rate for the step over down to 10 thou per step, and we'll see what sort of things we can achieve with that. Really happy with the results. We did manage to make a 1-inch piece of swarf with a 20 thou step over. So there is a fair bit of weight in some of these bits of swarf, or chips, whatever you call them. Pretty happy with how the machine's running at the moment. Thanks for watching.